And we're back. This is Jeff Booth with The Jeff Booth Show. We've been away for quite a while, a full year, in fact. But we're back now, and with a completely revamped show. There's a couple of reasons that we went away for a while. We decided to do it right after Trump was elected, because we knew, since we covered a lot of politics on this show, that it would be extraordinarily unpleasant to have to focus on that all the time. Now, as it turns out, things were so much worse than I could have possibly imagined in this past year. So I'm really glad we made that decision. The other reason is because I wanted to focus on finishing a book that I've been working on for 9 years. This will make it 10 years. I just wanted to get it done. One of the most complicated things I have ever done as a writer in my life. It's more than 400,000 words long. That's a lot. The average novel comes in at about 70,000 words. So it's a big, big, giant book. And it's called Passion. It's nonfiction. And it is part of a massive project we've been involved with here at the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. And that's part of our Sexual Heritage Preservation Project, where we digitally preserve and restore various artifacts, whether it's art or books, whatever we can get our hands on and digitize and clean up if need be, and make them available. The full title of the book, which is now in production and will be available on Amazon, is Passion, Artists and Their Nudes, and it's the catalog for two of the collections that we will be putting out through the Center for Sexual Expression and Education's Sexual Heritage Preservation Project. This is a massive undertaking. The book itself focuses on the biographies of 850 artists who did nudes. It covers two collections that we will be putting out. The first is the Masters of Western Nude and Erotic Art, and the other collection is the World Sampler of Nude and Erotic Art. These two collections, between the two of them, include 30,000 works of digitally preserved art, art that has been cleaned up. And by that I don't mean that we've removed the naughty parts, we've just removed dirt and scratches and color problems and the kinds of things that make the picture less like it was when it was originally created. It is the largest resource on nude and erotic art ever produced. So finishing that up took a lot of time, and we're also setting up our whole publishing division, and we will be putting out several books this year under the Center C Publications label. Currently, we have 5 books in the works that are scheduled to be produced this year. And the next one will come from me. It's Long Lingering Look, The Erotic Photography of Jeff Booth. And it's a picture book. It also has stories about what took place when the pictures were taken. And it's sort of a behind-the-scenes look at the many different places I was able to go and shoot pictures, including porn sets and swing clubs and BDSM events. And it includes 100 of my favorite pictures that I've chosen from the hundreds and hundreds of photos that I've shot over the course of a long career writing and shooting adult content. This coming year, we will also be expanding our Sex in Review site, which is a site that reviews and writes about adult products and services. One of the things that we used to do on this show were the interviews. We stopped doing them a while back. And we're not going to bring them back to any of these segments, but we are going to be doing interviews again, but they will appear on the Sex in Review site as companions to the different reviews and articles that appear there. And we have a bunch of other interesting projects in the works. In light of the new realities of the political landscape, The Jeff Booth Show has been completely revamped. We are now doing 3 segments per week. The first segment is this one, The Big Picture, where we do an overview. So much is happening. I mean, literally something every day. And it's impossible to get any kind of perspective on it without a little assistance. So in The Big Picture, we'll look at a topic and we'll explore it in some detail so it makes a little bit more sense. And we get the dribble and drab of there's this outrageous action and this outrageous thing happened and then this outrageous. We don't really put it all together. We can't see the big picture. And that's what this segment is intended to do. The other segment, and it's one of my favorites, we're keeping it as a holdover from the previous, and that's Sex Science Sunday. both my wife and I are science geeks. We both had parents, fathers, who worked as in universities in the sciences. So not surprisingly, we love science. So we'll continue our weekly look at what's going on in the world of sex and science. And finally, probably our most controversial new segment. We've looked at religion a lot on the show, but we're doing something different. The new segment is called Faith Friday. Now, if you have no interest in religious faith at all, probably not for you. But we will be looking at it from a unique perspective. So each week we present what's essentially a sermon on a different topic. And it will incorporate a lot of the events and personalities that are going on in the news. The first segment coming up this Friday, basically going to kind of be an overview of our basic faith principles, which we do have. But basically, the idea behind it all is that faith is extremely important, but there are elements of many people's faith traditions that are toxic. They're harmful to themselves, and they're harmful to other people. And of course, since we focus largely on sexuality, we'll be focusing a lot on the ways that different religions create a toxic environment for people expressing their sexuality and living the lives the way they feel they should. It is non-denominational in that any belief certainly can fit in. But what we want to talk about is ways of thinking about things differently so that things that have been in your religion that have made you feel uncomfortable and haven't been positive for you, ways that you can see them in a different perspective so that you can still keep the faith that you've had and incorporate some new ideas to make some damaging elements of that faith less pervasive in your life. The show will be challenging, but we'll also try to make it very interesting, and together we'll explore a lot of important issues about faith, because it is an important part of most of our lives. Now, this is not just something we're jumping on board. We do have some experience with this. Center C co-founder and my lovely wife, Chris Booth, founded a church in Hollywood, which she was involved with for a couple of years. So we're not dilettantes. We've both spent a lot of time thinking about religious faith. And that thinking, a lot of interesting ideas, and some very interesting scholarship will be discussed on the show, as well as things that are going on in the news. The nice thing about the way the show is structured is it's kind of like three shows in one. So you can listen to the segments that are interesting to you and skip the ones that are not interesting to you. We will have Jeff Booth's Big Picture on Wednesdays. We will have Faith Friday on Fridays, of course. And we'll have Sex Science Sunday on Tuesday. No, it's going to Sex Science Sunday will be on Sunday. And one of the minor changes to Sex Science Sunday is that, you know, a lot of times when we were creating this segment, we didn't have time to cover everything, or we didn't really have enough to say about all the topics. There's a lot of interesting stuff that came up. And for the topics that we do discuss on Sex Science Sunday, you might want to read the original articles and the original studies. That's all going to go to a different place. So you will be able to go to a website that we'll list all the articles and give you links to the original sources. And that's part of another one of our projects, which is Erotic University. And there's a big change to Erotic University. We had originally set it up not as membership-driven, because it was always free, but we did have that barrier of having to sign up and do a password. And I am just so sick to death of passwords. And there's always the conflict, well, is this going to be more available to people who are underage? We don't really have any great ways of protecting underage people, just in general. So I don't think our little educational website is going to make much difference if it's a little more accessible. So we had that debate, and we decided to get rid of the membership, the password stuff, and open it to all. So anyone can just go to the site and access it and enjoy it. So that's a major change. So a lot is going on here. And what we encourage you to do to kind of keep abreast of it all is to go to the centerc.org site. That's the word center and S-E-E.org. And get on our mailing list. That way you'll be able to regularly find out about all the new things. Because new stuff is happening on Erotic University every month. Well, I think, like, every month there's, like, half a dozen or more new exhibits and things to see. And we have tons of other projects going on, so keep in touch.